Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. You know, in the midst of outer world appearances of abounding chaos, we are moving forward at a very accelerated pace in the process of empowering our new planetary cause of divine love. At this time, there are many amazing celestial alignments that are taking place that are greatly assisting humanity with the changes that we're all going through in our lives. Many wonderful things are happening, and we will look back on this time and realize that we literally are changing the course of history. These things are occurring in the realms of cause, where everything begins, and they are tangibly being brought into the physical world as well. Day by day, the outer world effects of these events are becoming evident in our lives. All we have to do is really pay attention, stay focused, and we'll see evidence of amazing changes in our own lives and around the world. Differences in the way people are responding, interacting with more harmony, more balance, more compassion, deliberately striving to improve life on the planet. There are also those out there that are acting adversely, and some of this positive energy just exacerbates the negativity that they're expressing. But they're a minuscule fraction of the 7.5 billion souls that are evolving on this planet. Changes that we've all tried to make in our lives for ourselves and the world that were blocked by our human egos are now occurring much more easily. So pay attention, and you will clearly perceive the truth of that statement. Today, we're going to take advantage of these powerful celestial alignments that are taking place by invoking the light of God and asking that we exponentially expand the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. These patterns include oneness, reverence for life, and the full momentum of God's divine love. Know that during this wondrous time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of truth than ever before. And the divine intent of this intervention is to help all of us see the bigger picture of what's really happening in our lives and experience the divine plan that's unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we're going to be able to move through these glorious but seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope and great progress instead of feeling fearful or overwhelmed. We're going to see, as we've never seen before, our efforts manifesting in our lives. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high at this time, we're going to know through every fiber of our being, that indeed we have birthed a new earth, and that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways. So during this hour that we're going to spend together today, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're tuning in with us live, or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for your efforts in adding to the light of the world and for your remembering that you are one with all life and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, the open door that no one can shut. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin this special time together today, let's prepare humanity to receive an unprecedented influx of divine love that we will co-create today to empower our new planetary cause of divine love. We're going to be working in unison with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. So let's begin as we invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, affirming from from the very core of our being. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I breathe in deeply and exhale deeply, continuing this holy breath rhythmically, pulsation by pulsation. I ask my I Am Presence to unite my heart and mind with the heart and mind of my Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every person on earth and the entire company of heaven. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love, which is the highest frequency of love that humanity is capable of receiving. I continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of my Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within my heart. I know that as this is occurring within me, because I have volunteered to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, through the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, this activity of light is simultaneously taking place through the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time. This divine love now expands from my heart flame through the heart flame of each person, creating a magnificent grid of divine love around the planet. This grid of love is expanding the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's divine perfection. This grid of love is forming a bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth in all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process as we continue the process of birthing into the higher frequencies of the fifth dimension. Now in one point of consciousness, and with divine intentions, I offer myself as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day during this moment of our unified consciousness to transform the earth, humanity, the governments of the world, all countries, all nations, all organizations, all experiences, and all life evolving on this planet into the patterns of perfection for the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of the new earth. During this special time that I am sharing with all humanity on this sacred and holy day, I remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All I have is this present moment. So in unity with the company of heaven and the realms of earth, I am here now. Together, we are empowering our new planetary cause of divine love. Precious heart, in the past, our human egos manipulated us into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances. In truth, outer appearances will only change if we address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just the outer appearance of a situation instead of what is causing the problem, it's like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. For instance, if we are trying to change hate, prejudice, corruption, meanness, greed, selfishness, and all of the negativity that's happening because of a lack of love. When we try to deal with each of those situations individually to change them from outer appearances, we fail. But if we change the cause, which is our belief in separation and duality, our lack of awareness of the oneness of all life, and the fact that every thought, word, action, or feeling we express is either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, harming ourselves, our families, our loved ones, and all life throughout the whole of creation, when we realize that, and we change our consciousness from separation and duality to the oneness of divine love and reverence for life, the problem, the outer world effects, are automatically changed. Now, monumental changes are taking place on Earth, and humanity is standing at this moment at a crossroads. We can choose to remain in the mess we've created, the quagmire of our human miscreations, while we are being dragged into the light, kicking and screaming. Or we can willingly empower our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new Earth through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. The choice is up to us. We have God victoriously succeeded in birthing the new Earth and having the Earth catch up with the rest of our solar system in the initial impulse of the fifth dimension. We have made that conscious choice through our I Am presence. So it is not a matter now of whether we are going to move forward in the light or not. The choice now is, are we going to choose to deliberately and willingly move forward in the light in joy and abundance, creating patterns of perfection for the new Earth and transforming our lives into what we want them to be, heaven on Earth? Or are we going to be dragged into the light, kicking and screaming, fighting every step of the way? But one way or another, we are moving into the light. The choice is, are we going to do this through joy, or are we going to do this kicking and screaming? Now, the good news is that due to the miracles that have taken place, which include the creation of our new planetary cause of divine love and the birth of the new Earth, this choice is easier than ever before. An unprecedented influx of light occurred when the planet aligned with the galactic core of the Milky Way during the December solstice in 2012. Victoriously accomplishing what we were referring to as the shift of the ages. Because of the shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that took place during that event, the I Am presence, which is the divinity within every person's heart flame, is now, at long last, reclaiming dominion in humanity's earthly experiences. During that cosmic moment, we actually align with the galactic core of the Milky Way, and our Father, Mother, God breathed us up the spiral of evolution so that we could reclaim our rightful place in our solar system, since we haven't experienced that since our fall from grace eons ago. The divine intervention of our I Am presence is now allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. The veil is being lifted. We are being guided through our hearts and minds and through a cellular consciousness of our subconscious, conscious, superconscious mind. The beings of light, the selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God, are now asking us for our assistance. They're asking us to join with them now in unified consciousness to empower a new planetary cause of divine love, which include the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. when this new cause of divine love is tangibly manifest on Earth, we will experience a transformed planet. When this transformation is God victoriously accomplished, all life evolving on Earth is going to experience Earth's divine destiny, which is the full expression of heaven on Earth. Now, with deep gratitude that we are being called to serve humanity and all life in this wondrous way, let's join together in consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. And let's unify our hearts and minds with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. Together today, we are going to exponentially expand and empower our new planetary cause of divine love. It's important for us to realize that the new patterns of God's transfiguring divine love are far more powerful than any of the human miscreations or the negativity that we deliberately or inadvertently created after our fall from grace. This negativity, which is currently causing humanity's pain and suffering at every level on the planet, can be transformed and lifted into the frequencies of the fifth dimension through the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the new patterns of God's transfiguring divine love. And that is exactly what we are going to invoke today. Together, we are going to empower our new planetary cause of divine love. So please, once again, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Within this sacred place, this secret place of the Most High Living God, see your I Am presence, that magnificent luminous being of light, expanding and expanding to envelop your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Your I Am presence is lifting your four earthly bodies at a cellular level into the full embrace of your fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-light bodies. Through these vehicles that vibrate with the frequency of the fifth dimension, you will be able to receive more energy from the heart of God and bring that energy tangibly into the physical plane of Earth to bless all life in ways beyond anything you have ever experienced before. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally, but know that simultaneously, we are one with the I Am presence of all humanity, and as we invoke this light for ourselves, it will simultaneously manifest through the higher frequencies of the solar light bodies of every man, woman, and child on Earth under the direction of his or her I Am presence in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. This activity of light is being anchored through us today, and it will be secured within our heart flames to increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow as we move forward into higher and higher frequencies of light. Breathe in deeply now. And follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention through the consciousness of your I Am presence. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the entire company of heaven. Together as one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of transfiguring divine love, I proceed. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy in its healing light. This activity of light creates the archetype that will form the pattern of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, and greatly empower these patterns of divine love that have been secured in the realms of cause and that are now filtering into the physical plane of Earth, the world of effects. This divine love is being magnetized through the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, the I Am presence of every person on Earth, now join together as one unified force of pure divine love. Through this collective I Am presence, we breathe previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from the very core of creation into the heart of every person. This unprecedented influx of divine love flows from heart flame to heart flame, creating a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. This influx of divine love now expands into the fifth dimensional heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is becoming a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. Inbreathing, assimilating, expanding and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love. Through his or her I Am presence, every person is now seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the world to be healed and transmuted into light. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are the cause of this force field of transfiguring divine love, now made manifest on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love, over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile and darkness into the infinite realms of God's eternal light in the fifth dimension. This is what our new planetary cause of divine love is attracting into each of us personally and all of us collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility now for loving this planet and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the Earth is one with us. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame. This activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on earth is being permanently invested with a cosmic force field of divine love through his or her I Am presence. This force field is initiating each one of us into a higher order of service to both humanity and the light. This will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love in the world of form. We accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, even as we call, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath we take. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now, with our new planetary cause of divine love exponentially expanded through the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth at a cellular level, we expand that light through every experience existing on Earth through the mental, emotional, etheric and physical strata in the bodies of Mother Earth, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, and the angelic kingdom serving the Earth. And again, as one collective I Am presence, we affirm, O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting through me. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit is becoming Holy Spirit, one with the love nature of my Mother God, and expanding through the divine power of my Father God. And I am the love of God and the power of God, reaching out to claim this earth in perfect balance and divine harmony. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into indivisible oneness. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am. The feminine aspect of God, the Holy Spirit, the love nature of our Mother God, has returned to us. Now, the immortal, victorious, threefold flame within our heart centers is perfectly balanced and has expanded to envelop our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This immortal, victorious, threefold flame consists of the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and adoration. The crystal and pink flame of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. These two aspects of our Father, Mother God have birthed the third aspect of this flame, the golden flame of enlightenment, the Son and Daughter of God, Christ consciousness. This pink, blue, and gold flame that is enveloping my four earthly bodies has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation of this flame, which represents in full divine dimension the Holy Trinity, is the in-breath. The in-breath, assimilation and absorption of this frequency, is the first pulsation. The second pulsation is the out-breath, the expansion and radiation of God's pure light into the world of form. On the in-breath, my threefold flame extends up in vibration, piercing into the very heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, my threefold flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical plane, eventually projecting these gifts throughout the planet and into the universe. On every in-breath, my heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on each out-breath, my flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, My heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. My threefold flame is both the inward portal to my fifth dimensional I Am presence and the open door for the gifts of my Father, Mother, God radiating outward into my daily life. Through the holy breath within my heart flame, my inner journey to God and my outer service to life are brought into perfect balance. It is within this balance that I find my true self, the master within, the keeper of the flame. It is within this balance that I enter the flow of pure divine love and the full divine potential of my I Am presence. The threefold flame in my heart is a point of I Am consciousness, directed downward into denser vibrations by my I Am presence. My heart flame is the center of my being, and it contains all of the basic elements of creation. It pulsates with energy, with matter, with divine intelligence. Or as I've mentioned, with power, with love, and with wisdom. The holy breath is the vehicle for the assimilation and expansion of my threefold flame. Once again, I continually assimilate the nature of divine love into my heart flame with every in-breath, and I expand the blessings of divine love from God into the world of form with every out-breath. Thus, breath by breath, I am building a spiritual aura of divine love through which the miracles of my I Am presence and my Father, Mother, God, the patterns of perfection for the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love will manifest on earth. With the return of my Mother God, I now have the ability to assimilate the entire nature of divine love into my heart flame on every in-breath as I rise up endlessly toward the supreme source of all life. And on every out-breath, I now have the ability to expand the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God into the world of form, greatly enhancing my ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth, heaven on earth. I now experience the entire family of humanity with the same opportunity, consciously participating in this wondrous activity of light with me, with every single breath they take. I visualize the I Am presence of every person on earth, sending forth myriad rays of light, connecting threefold flame to threefold flame. This activity of light is exponentially expanding and intensifying our grid of divine love, uniting the fifth dimensional solar heart chakras of every embodied person on this planet. I see the family of humanity interconnected through these rays of divine love, expressing the full divine potential of each person's I Am presence as we each weave our unique gifts and the divine momentums of all of our collective earthly experiences that are adding to the light of the world into the golden tapestry of life that is unfolding with Earth now, as she victoriously accomplishes this facet of her divine plan. We are all a source of God's blessing, united as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, one vibration, and one consciousness of pure, transfiguring divine love. Together we are dispensing more and more of the profound gifts from the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, reflecting the new earth into the physical plane. Through our unified efforts, our Mother God is able to take full dominion of our heart flames, and our Father God is taking full dominion of the masculine divine power within us. The balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine are becoming a manifest reality in all of our earthly experiences, reflecting the highest attributes of our Father, Mother, God. The adverse effects of the fall from grace are being permanently healed and transmuted into light through this balanced pulsation of our Father, Mother, God. Now, as one unified family of light, we affirm together from the deepest recesses of our heart the following invocations, affirmations, and declarations of profound truth of who we are here and now. As one unified family of humanity, we affirm within the deepest recesses of our hearts through our collective mighty I Am presence. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. My balanced threefold flame is my electronic aura, and it is spiraling in through and around me. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. I am a being of very powerful light. I am one with all light throughout the whole of creation. The great universal consciousness of all that is pulsating through me. I am one with my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. And all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I am that I am. As I assimilate this divine truth and the love and power of my Father, Mother, God, I begin to realize the truth about me. I came into this world with a very specific purpose, a divine plan that I had been preparing for eons of time. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me as a beloved son or daughter of God. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides within me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, without any person evolving on earth, God would not be complete. Without me and my sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize now that nothing is insignificant. I am now embraced in my Mother God's love and my Father God's power, and never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. as I express the divine wisdom through Christ consciousness, I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth as a beloved child of God at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing presence of my I Am presence flowing through me. With my physical sight, I now see lavish abundance everywhere manifesting to assist me in the fulfillment of my divine plan. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love. I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. From this knowing, from the deepest recesses of the profound truth within my I Am presence, I affirm, O Father, Mother, God, I now invoke the full momentum of your divine light and the light of the entire company of heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door that no one can shut. In divine truth, I now accept my reality as a beloved son or daughter of God. I know that I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God is now flowing to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. As these patterns of perfection radiate through me, I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I also know that I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom, and I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my Mother God's love and my Father God's power, all life on earth is lifted into the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the new earth. Within this divine concept of infinite physical perfection, every man, woman, and child remembers that he or she is a beloved son or daughter of God. Every person comprehends the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. This is true whether he or she belongs to or is serving the earth at this time, or is in or out of embodiment. A renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life is stirring now within each person's heart flame. And the love of our Mother God and the power of our Father God is flooding the earth through humanity's fifth dimensional solar heart chakra and our greatly intensified grid of divine love, the bridge to freedom, now embracing this earth and all her life. as the love of God flows through each person's heart flame. They are lifted up, and their lives are transformed. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and viable solutions to the maladies existing on Earth flow into the conscious mind of light workers everywhere. The light workers come together to create the perfection of heaven on earth through the patterns that have been secured in our planetary cause of divine love. All traces of pain and suffering are being transmuted into light. Every concept of lack and limitation of any kind ceases to exist. Poverty is eliminated, and the infinite abundance of God and eternal peace flood the earth and become the order of the new cosmic day on this planet. People everywhere begin to perceive and acknowledge the divinity blazing within every person's heart flame. Humanity now knows and accepts that all life is divine. This realization inspires every person to feel and express love and mutual respect for every part of life, creating win-win situations, viable, comprehensive solutions to each and every challenge existing on this planet. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanity continually empower the perfection of heaven on earth and these new patterns from our planetary cause of divine love, the physical plane is transfigured and transformed. The body of Mother Earth is restored to a verdant paradise of splendor and light, a literal Garden of Eden through every country, the earth, the air, the water, the fire elements, through the physical experiences of humanity and the interconnected love expression of all life. The life of every being is now filled with the wonder and joy of heaven on earth. The love, the happiness, the prosperity, the fulfillment, the enlightenment, the eternal peace, the harmony, balance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine attribute of our Father, Mother, God. With the pulsation of this expansion of perfection, blazing in through and around every particle of life, Mother Earth dons her seamless garment of light as she ascends up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality as the new Earth. The heavens rejoice, and our Father, Mother, God respond. Welcome home, beloved children. Well done. And so it is. I am, I am, I am that I am. Now, let's continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as we assimilate this new planetary cause of divine love into our heart flames and our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, crystalline, solar-like bodies that are now blazing through our earthly bodies, anchoring at a cellular level. While this integration is occurring within each of us and the entire planet, we connect at a heart level with our Father, Mother, God, allowing with information that's been given to us by humanity in the company of heaven to resonate within the depths of our heart. Our Mother God and our Father God are now balanced within us. This allows the full balanced expression of Christ consciousness as the sons and daughters of God. This is a facet of the Holy Trinity that we've always needed within us, our immortal, victorious, threefold flame. We know now that in actuality the Holy Spirit is our Mother God, and she reflects the divine quality of love, which is now balanced within every heart flame. Now, as never before, we have the ability to merge our personal service to life with God's service to life for the highest good of all concerned. Since we know now that we are one with all life, all we have to say is, I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. When we agree to become a magnetic force of this divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support that we need from those who we are aligned with and those who will assist us with our divine missions. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of the particular facet of the divine plan, which in this case is the facet of anchoring our new planetary cause of divine love and expanding it into tangible manifestation in the physical plane of Earth. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and the wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize these frequencies of divine love that are now pouring into the mental and emotional strata of Earth through the heart of our Mother God and empowered through the power of our Father God. This is a precious gift that is now freely flowing through every heart flame. This new planetary cause of divine love is a critical factor in Earth's transformation. The more we understand about the power and might of this majestic force, our planetary cause of divine love, the more effective we will be in assimilating this energy into our life experiences. The love of our Mother God is a force that sets the cosmos in action. It is the cohesive power of the universe and must be present in every heart in order for lasting peace to manifest. Divine love is practical and infinitely present throughout the universe. Through this love, our Mother God is now revealing our own divinity to us and confirming the divine truth that each and every one of us holds a unique golden thread to the tapestry of light that we are now weaving into the Earth's divine plan. Every single thread is necessary and critical to the fulfillment of the immaculate concept of the divine plan. As we assimilate our Mother God's love and our Father God's power, we experience waves of gratitude for all of the blessings our Father, Mother, God have contributed so generously to our earthly pilgrimage. So now breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, gently returning your attention to the room, resonating with this love that is expanded exponentially through your heart flame. Know that through your I Am presence, this light will now expand with every breath you take, greatly adding to the light of the world and accelerating the process of manifesting the patterns of perfection for the new earth, our planetary cause of divine love, and our renaissance of divine love in the tangible world of form. Become aware of your physical body, gently moving your fingers and toes. And now just relax for a few minutes and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with me again next week for another global activity of light as we expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.